Good morning. Mike Quick is here sitting in through Andrew McKay, who's on a well-deserved vacation. And we have got a great visitor to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620 this morning. Councilwoman Jewel Canada Wynn is with us, and what a pleasure to have her on the air. Councilwoman, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor Wiggins. How are you?
I am doing.
What have you been doing?
I've been doing so good. It's just amazing. For an old man, I'm feeling really good. How about yourself? How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing great. I did my morning walk, and just getting ready to retire next year from the school district. So.
Well, you're going to retire from not only the school district, but you're going to retire from the city council too, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and it's because of the conflict that I have with the Florida retirement system.
Well, I was going to say that I hate to see you retire from the Pensacola City Council for many, many reasons. One, you just do a wonderful job on the city council. But there's so many new people on the city council, your experience would be invaluable. I hate to see you go.
Well, I think that with the staff, because, right now we have a council staff, whereas before, when we had the change of government, we did not have a permanent council staff. So we have some stability and experience there, as well as now we got some great support from Mayor Robinson and the city staff, and able to and it'll mold those individuals into great council people, because I think I have been a part for 20 years and 2 years, because I got defeated by Brian Spencer. Still love you, Brian, but in a short period of time. But I have been a part of a diverse, strong city council for 20 years. And I think because of that, we have been able to be more progressive and be able to move the city forward with our public and private partnerships.
I agree, Jewel. I look back at our days when you and I served together. And by the way, let me say this before I even make my comment. Back in, 2009-10, when I was the mayor, I had the best deputy mayor ever. Jewel Canada Wynn, you represented the city so well and just helped guide me, and I just want to thank you for that. I've thanked you before, but I mean publicly thank you for everything you did for me as the deputy mayor back in those days. You were great.
Thank you. It has been wonderful serving. I'm a servant. I know that there's something out there, because, I've always wanted to run for state representative or something. So something's out there for me. I know. I just haven't, God hasn't given it to me yet. And so by the time I'm finished with everything, my little note in the Bible probably would have answered the question of what should I do.
Well, let me tell you right now, as soon as you find that out, Jewel, let us know. We want to help you in any way that we can. Jewel, let me do this. I want to talk real quick, and of course we never have enough time here on the morning show to talk about this, but I want to talk about a little bit about current events, but I want to go back in time. And number one, you have left such a legacy on the Pensacola City Council now that you're leaving and have all those years of the good things you've done. I was going to ask you a loaded question, and I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this, but if I ask you, what is one of the most meaningful things that you have accomplished on the Pensacola City Council, how would you answer that?
I would probably answer that because it's just not one thing. But when you're talking about a trying to legacy, you always want to leave something that someone can always build on. And I would think that my ability to bring our council together, our ability to discuss, our ability to hash out decisions and stay in that format. Because I've been chair for twice as city council member. I think my legacy would be in the focus of the Community Redevelopment Agency, the CRA. Mm-hmm. I've been chair of that agency for 3 years, three previous times before, and it's all in the effort to change its direction and to get it working forward, because we have a great downtown. And so now the effort for me is to move things westward in District 7. I want District 7 to know that I am leaving a strong foundation for the new person that's going to come in. That, you know, sometimes, you know, elected officials, they come in and they want to destroy and not build. And I hope the new person that comes in will want to be able to build upon the foundation that has been left for them. And I think that is what I want people to remember, is that when I was District 6, I left something that you could build on. When I'm in District 7, I left something that you could build on and a direction you could build on for the improvement of the city as well as the district.
Well, I think that is very well said, Jewel. I think that's exactly what you've done, because, you know, local government is, I think, the best government, because you make so many decisions that affect so many people's lives. And it all comes down to sometimes individuals and into neighborhoods. And I think that's where you've been and made such a contribution to the city and should be congratulated for that.
Thank you. All politics, I tell people, all politics is local politics.
That's
where you get your strength. That's where you get your interaction. You may not see your federal elected officials, but every now and then, but you see us, your council members and your county commissioners all the time, and we make those major decisions that impact your lives directly. And so we've had, for me, some other things is historic preservation. You know, I've worked with the Ella Jordan House for the last 8 years, and it's on C and LaRue, and that house was built in 1890. It was purchased by Ella Jordan, an African-American female, in 1929 so that they can do training and classes and all of those types of things for the African-American community. And it was wiped out because, you know, I came on the city council right after Ivan. I mean, 2004, you know, we had, I had a runoff with Charlie Fairchild for office suit. He's a wonderful man. And we're out there on Thanksgiving Eve trying to get people to vote, you know. All the people love you that go to vote when you got the turkey in the oven, okay?
That's right. Now, Jewel, we have got about 2 minutes left. And we need to have 2 hours, but talk to me just a little bit in the next 2 minutes about current events. I know the city council is meeting on many issues. We don't have time to get into detail, but kind of give us an overview of what's going on.
So a couple of the major things right now, because sometimes, you know, national things come in. We're going to, the number one thing I think is that we're going to do the Police Advisory Council, that advisory board again. You know, we had one time before.
Yes, that's
it's
right.
Coming back. And it is important that we deal with police behavior and be able to understand what's going on and be able to be the voice and the citizens be the voice of their concerns. We're also going to talk about the monuments and the Confederate monuments and those racism. And we need to have a true conversation even in our city and in America on racism. COVID-19, it is just governing us totally how we live our everyday life, but it's also going to have a direct impact on our budget year. And so the budget, again, when we come back and look at the dollars that we may not collect this year because of COVID-19, we're going to have to make some hard decisions as a council in reference to the services and making sure that our citizens get the services that they need. So those are the major things that's going on right now. We're going to talk about the mask issue coming up this week. So those are some things that we want our citizens to stay in tune with, keep in tune, but also participate in policy decisions by joining or committing yourself to work on the various committees that we have, the committees and boards. We cannot do what we do as elected officials without the citizens.
Right. Jewel, we got to go, but let me tell you one thing, two things. One, I'm so glad you're going to be here on the council, at least through the rest of the year before you step off, because those issues you mentioned are so important and so critical. And finally, let me say it was just an honor to work with you on the council. I think everybody will look at what you've done, your body of work, and say she was a great councilwoman and a great Pensacolian. It's been an honor talking to you. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you. Love you. Love Pensacola.